I need to thank the brothers for preparing a lamp for me. Now I discover why, the reason that we need to have light. On one hand, it's because we are in a world of darkness today, and all around us we are enveloped with darkness. We need light. And our Lord Jesus Christ is the light of this world. And on the other hand, when your eyesight is not well, you also need a light. Brothers and sisters, do you still recall the prayers that Paul offered on behalf of the church in Ephesus? And Paul has prayed for the church at Ephesus that says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. And here Paul pray on our behalf because he knows that our eyes needs light. Especially in terms of God's glorious will. Our eyes needs to have light. So these are the two reasons why we need to have light. On one hand, it's because we are in a dark environment. We need a light so that we may follow our Lord. And on the other aspect, our spiritual eyes have problems. Many times we cannot see clearly of God's will. Therefore, we need to have inner light. We thank the Lord. Not only was He the light in this world, He is also our inner light. This morning, before we begin fellowshipping, we need to first read several scriptures.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开马太福音第25章。
Let's turn to Gospel according to Matthew chapter 25.
马太25章第21节。
Matthew 25, verse 21.
主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。” 你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。His
master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master."
以弗所书第1章第1节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1.
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给在以弗所的圣徒，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。Paul,
an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus.
哥罗西书第1章第2节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 2.
写信给哥罗西的圣徒，在基督里有忠心的弟兄，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们。
To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father.
希伯来书
Hebrews
第三章第五节
Chapter 3 verse 5.
希伯来书第三章第五节
Hebrews 3:5.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later.
第八章第五节。
Hebrews 8, verse 5.
希伯来书第八章第五节。
Hebrews 8, verse 5.
他们供奉的事本是天上事的形状和影像。正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说，你要谨慎做各样的物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。
Who served a copy and shadow of the heavenly things, just as Moses was warned by God when he was about to erect the tabernacle. For see, he says,that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain.
提摩太后书第二章第二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2.
提摩太后书第二章第二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
旧约出埃及记。
We turn to the Old Testament.
第三十一章。
Exodus 31.
出埃及记第三十一章。
Exodus 31.
我们从第一节读到第六节。
We will read from verse 1 to 6.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，看哪，犹大支派中户尔的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列，我已经提他的名召他，我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧，有聪明，有知识，能做各样的工，能想出巧工，用金银铜制造各物，又能刻宝石，可以镶钱，能雕刻木头，能做各样的工。我分派但支派中亚西沙漠的儿子亚和利亚伯与他同工，凡心里有智慧的，我更使他们有智慧，能做我一切所吩咐的。
Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship, to make artistic designs for work in gold, in silver, and in bronze.And in the cutting stones for settings, in the carving of wood, that he may work in all kinds of craftsmanship. And behold, I myself have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all those who are wise, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded it you.
我再看三十五章。
Chapter 35.
第四节。第五节的前一半。
Verses 4 and the first part of verse 5.
三十五章第四节，摩西对以色列全会众说，耶和华所吩咐的是这样。第五节，你们中间要拿礼物来献给耶和华，凡乐意献的，可 可以拿耶和华的礼物来就是。
And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, This is the thing which the Lord has commanded, saying, Take from among you a contribution to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it.
第十节
Verse 10
你们中间凡心里有智慧的都要来做耶和华一切所吩咐的。
And let every wise man among you and make all the Lord's command.
然后下面是第三十节
Verse 30
到三十五节三十五章
Verse 30 to 35
摩西对以色列人说犹大支派中户尔的孙子乌利的儿子比沙利耶和华已经提他的名召他又以神的灵充满了他使他有智慧聪明知识能做各样的工能想出巧工用金银铜制造各物又能刻宝石可以镶钱能雕刻木头能做各样的巧工耶和华又使他和但支派中亚西沙漠的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵敏能教导人耶和华使他们的心满有智慧能做各样的工无论是雕刻的工巧匠的工用蓝色紫色朱红色线和细麻绣花的工并机匠的工他们都能做也能想出奇巧的工
Then Moses said to the sons of Israel See the Lord has called by name Bezalel the son of Uri the son of Ur of the tribe of Judah and he has filled him with the spirit of God in wisdom in understanding and in knowledge and in all craftsmanship to make design for work in gold and silver and in bronze and in the cutting of stone for settingand in the graving of wood, so as to perform in every inventive work. He also has put in his heart to teach, both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with skill to perform every work of an engraver, and of a designer, and of an embroiderer, in blue, and in purple, and in scarlet material, and in fine linen, and of a weaver, as the performers of every work and makers of design.
三十六章第一节和第二节
Chapter 36 verses 1 and 2
比沙列和亚和利亚伯并一切心里有智慧的就是蒙耶和华赐智慧聪明叫他知道做圣所各样使用之工的都要照耶和华所吩咐的做工
Now Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise person in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to perform all the work in the construction of the sanctuary shall perform in accordance with all that the Lord has commanded.
第二节
Verse 2
凡耶和华赐他心里有智慧而且受感前来做这工的摩西把他们和比撒列并亚和利亚伯一同召来
Then Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every wise person in whom the Lord had put wisdom, everyone whose heart stirred him.
最后我们看四十章
Chapter
40. 四十章十七十八节
Verses 17 and 18.
第二年正月初一日，帐幕就立起来。摩西立起帐幕。安上带卯的座，立上板，穿上栓，立起柱子。
Now it came about in the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was erected. And Moses erected the tabernacle and laid its sockets and set up its boards and inserted its bars and erected its pillars.
三十四节和三十五节。
Verses 34-35.
当时云彩遮盖会幕。耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕摩西不能进会幕因为云彩停在其上并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tent of meetings because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. This is our scripture reading this morning.
我们昨天已经和弟兄姊妹交通道。
Yesterday we have already fellowship with brothers and sisters.
在这个末了的时代,
that in this end time,
神有一个非常重要的呼召,
God has a very important calling.
就是要我们忠心。
That is for us to be faithful.
并且呢, 这也是一个非常急切迫切的一个呼召。
And this is also a very urgent calling.
为什么我们说它是一个迫切的呼召呢?
Why do we say that this is an urgent calling?
因为我们都知道时日已经不多了。
Because we know that our times are short.
主回来的脚步非常的迫近。
The footsteps of his returning is near.
这个主的回来也说明神的工作很快就要完成。
Our Lord's return also speaks to us that His work is about to be done.
主还留我们在地上, 主就是把这个机会留给我们。
If He allow us to remain on this earth, it means that He still gives us opportunities.
所以我们的机会不太多。
And yet this opportunity are very few.
我们巴望在这些日子, 主让我们能听见这个呼召。
We desire that the Lord calls us to hear His calling.
也让我们能够答应这个呼召。
And that we may answer to His calling.
能够在神的跟前做一个忠心的人。
We may be people who are faithful before Him.
在马太福音第25章告诉我们,
Matthew 25 tells us
一个王把他的家业呢, 托付给他所有的仆人,
that a king has left his possessions to his servants.
到了时候, 这个王回来, 就要跟他的仆人呢, 要算账。
And at the point of time, upon his returning, the king will settle his account with his servants.
我们看见有些人, 他们在神的跟前得着主的称赞。
We see that some people receive praises before the king.
主对五千拿五千的和两千的说啊。
And the king spoke to the one who has gained 5 talents and 2 talents.
主说你们在不多的事上有忠心。
He says that you are faithful in a few things.
那在路加福音里面告诉我们说呢, 在小事上忠心。
And Luke tells us that you are faithful in small things.
今天在地上, 主并没有把多大的事情托付给我们。
Today the Lord did not commission us with great things.
即使你拿到5000两银子, 也不是大事情。
Even if you have received 5 talents, this is not something great.
拿到2000, 那当然更不是大事。
Of course, if you receive 2 talents, that's not great at all.
但是对大多数的圣徒来讲, 神只不过托付我们1000两银子。
But to the majority of the saints, God has only given us 1 talent.
所以神在地上并没有为难我们。
God did not make it hard for us.
但是神要求我们在这个不多的事上，这些小事上，我们那个学习忠心在神的跟前。
But His requirement for us is that we may learn to be faithful in these few things.
到主的国度降临的时候,
when His kingdom shall come,
弟兄姊妹们, 你就可以得着主的称赞。
That you may receive His praises.
主能说好, 你这良善又忠心的仆人。
He may commend you as good and faithful servant.
他说在这个国度降临的时候,
He says when the kingdom shall come,
我要派你管理许多的事。
I will make you in charge of many things.
弟兄姊妹们, 希望我们能注意。
I hope that you pay attention.
今天在地上,
today on this earth,
无论你对主能做多少事,
no matter how much things you can do for the Lord, to God, these are all small things.
将来才是做大事。
In the future, you'll be granted to do great things.
那么你将来能不能做大事?
But whether or not you can do great things in the future,
看今天在这些小事上, 你肯不肯尽忠心?
It's dependent whether you or not you are faithful in these small things.
如果今天你能在小事上忠心,
if today you're able to be faithful in small things,
将来千年的国度临到的时候,
then when the millennium comes,
神要派你管理许多的事。
God will put you in charge of many things.
并且你也可以进来享受主人的快乐。
You may also enter into the joy of your master.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个呼召是何等的重要的。
This calling is indeed important.
盼望我们所有蒙恩得救的人,
I hope that all of us who are saved by His grace,
在今天这个紧迫的时代,
that in this urgent time today,
没有一个人忽略了神的这个呼召,
no one will overlook the calling which God has given us.
让我们学习在神的跟前做一个有忠心的人。
Let us learn to be people who are faithful before God.
那么昨天我们也讲到,
and yesterday we also mentioned,
一个完整的忠心,
and to be completely faithful,
包括了三项重要的,
is included in three important aspects.
那么我不晓得弟兄姊妹昨天听过的人还记得吗?
I don't know if those who have heard the message yesterday, do you still remember the three requirements? God required us to be faithful in three things.
还记得吗?
Do you still remember?
第一个,
first,
忠于主的名,
to be faithful to His name.
我没有睡觉完都忘了。
You didn't forget after one night's rest.
那么第二个,
secondly,
忠于主的自己,
to be faithful to Himself.
第三个,
third,
忠于 神的旨意,
to be faithful to His will.
我们知道忠心里面包括这三样重要的事物。
We know that to be faithful, it included these three important aspects.
一个完整的忠心必须有这三件。
To be completely faithful, we need to include these three areas.
我们也讲到,
we also mentioned,
这三样是建立在我们与神之间的与主之间的三方面的重要的关系上。
These three requirements is built upon the three important relationships which we have with the Lord.
在我们和主之间的关系上, 圣经有很多的描述。
In our relationship with the Lord, the Bible has given us much description.
但是这三样的关系是要求忠心的。
But these three areas, these three relationships requires faithfulness.
是合理的要求忠心的。
And it is a reasonable request.
第一个关系是什么呢?
What's the first relationship?
记得吗? 夫妻关系,
it is the relationship of husband and wife.
我们的主是我们的丈夫,
our Lord is our husband.
教会是他的妻子,
the church is His wife.
所以我们在他的名下,
that's why we are given in His name.
我们要忠于他的名,
and we need to be faithful to His name.
第二方面的关系,
the second relationship,
记得吗? 朋友的关系,
it is a relationship of friends.
朋友之间是要求忠心的。
The friendship requires us to be faithful.
我们讲到, 在朋友的关系上, 我们要求是对主自己忠心。
And in terms of friendship, the Lord has required us to be faithful to Himself.
第三方面的关系,
the third relationship,
大家说, 主人和仆人的关系,
it is a relationship of the master and the servant.
主人对仆人是要求忠心的。
The master always requires the servants to be faithful.
今天我们不仅是神的儿女, 我们也是神的仆人。
Today, not only we are the children of God, we're also God's servants.
所以我们需要在这方面要有忠心。
That's why we need to be faithful in this area.
所以今天神要求我们在这三方面都要有忠心。
Today, God has required us to be faithful in these three areas.
其实这三方面也是今天神给所有神儿女最重要的三个托付。
And these are also the three most important commissions that God has given and trusted us.
当我们以蒙恩得救之后,
after you're saved,
神主耶稣就把他的名托付给你了。God
has entrusted His name to you.
主把他的自己托付给你。God
has entrusted Himself to you.
主也把他的旨意托付给你。He
has also entrusted His will to you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是我们亲爱的Dana弟兄。
And this time, our dear brother Dana,
他在晚上就专门讲到的第三方面,
at night he has spoken exclusively to the third aspect,
讲到基督的见证,
and he talked about the testimony of Christ,
讲到神的心意,
he talked about the will of God.
这实在是神今天给教会非常重要的一个托付。
And this is an important commission that God has given to the church today.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
我们知道忠心必须忠于主的名, 忠于主的自己, 忠于主的托付。
We know that to be faithful, we need to be faithful to His name, to Himself, and to His will.
我们有这三样, 我们的忠心在神跟前才能算是一个完整的、完全的忠心。
If we have all these three areas, then we can be completely faithful to Him.
我们从教会历史上面来看,
and if we view it from church history,
我们会感觉哈,
we feel
很多人呢, 在这个忠心的事上，他只忠于一部分。
We feel that many people are only faithful to one particular aspect.
真正这三个方面都忠心的人好像似乎不太多。
Not many people cover all three areas.
你像我们昨天提到以弗所的教会。
For example, we mentioned the church of Ephesus.
他们已经失去了起初的爱。
They have lost their first love.
那证明呢，他们跟主之间的这种的交通，这种的光景呢，已经不像朋友。
It proves to us that their fellowship with the Lord it is no longer as a relationship between friends.
但是呢，他们还能够因着主的名而劳苦，并且是不乏倦。
And yet they still labor in the name of the Lord, and they're not tired.
今天你在神的百姓中，你看一看普遍的这种现象啊。
And today this is a common area between all the children of God.
有的人在那里努力传福音。
Some people.Spend all their effort to preach the gospel.
啊，做善事。
They would do good works.
他们呢，好像也是为着主的名啊，在那里非常的劳苦。
For the Lord's name's sake, they would do many good things.
但是你看看他们的生活中啊，跟主之间好像没有多少亲密的交通。
But if you look at their life, it seems as if they do not have that close fellowship with the Lord.
的确，他们好像为着这个名劳苦啊，也不疲倦。
Indeed, they labor for the Lord, and they're not tired.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
主的心是何等的不能满足。
This cannot satisfy God's heart.
像别加摩的教会也是一样。
You look at the church at Pergamon, it's the same.
别加摩的教会可以说是相当不完全的一个教会。
And the church at Pergamon is not perfect at all.
因为它中间呢有撒旦的座位。
And because the seat of Satan is among them.
魔鬼就住在他们中间。
Satan dwells among them.
所以他们中间出现了一个忠心的见证人叫安提帕。
And they have produced a faithful a servant named Antipas.
这个安提帕那个原文的意思就是anti all, 就反对一切。
Antipas means anti all.
那你就知道这个教会里面呢太多的事情偏离了神的心意。
You know that there are so many things in this world have departed from God's will.
所以这个安提帕在他们中间的每样事物都反对。
And so Antipas is against everything.
他们做一件什么，安提帕就反对。
Whatever they do, Antipas will be against it.
做那个事情反对。
They will do something else, Antipas will be against it.
为什么要反对呢？
Why was he against
it? 因为他们偏离了神的心意。
Because they have already left God's
will. 所以你就知道，在这个教会的里面呢。
So you know, within this church,
几乎呢没有什么东西符合神的心意。
Hardly anything is done according to God's will.
结果安提帕只好殉道。
And later on, Antipas was martyred.
但是呢，主说啊。
But the Lord says,
他说你们仍旧能够坚守我的名。
You can still hold on to my, hold fast to my name.
但你看这是一个很奇怪的现象。
This is a strange phenomenon.
啊，今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，这样的情况在基督教里面也比比皆是。
And today we can see this common among the churches of God.
你看见很多大的礼拜堂，他们仍旧是挂着主的名的。
You see there are many great churches, they still, place the name of God among them.
但是在里面呢，没有一样的东西符合于神的心意。
But within the church, you cannot find anything that is done according to God's will.
但是他们还坚持他们是基督教。
Yet they still hold fast that, and call themselves a Christian. 坚持
在主的名下。
They still hold fast to the name of the Lord.
主的心不能满。
God's heart cannot be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们不仅要忠于这个名。
Not only should we be faithful to his name.
我们必须记得我们也是主的朋友。
We need to remember that we're also his friends.
我们应当跟主之间有一个亲密的交通。
We ought to have an intimate fellowship with the Lord.
在教会历史上我们讲的也有许多人他们的确在他们的生活中跟主有亲密的交通。
In the church history, we find many people who kept a close fellowship with God.
他们实在是主的朋友。
They are indeed God's friend.
但是够不够呢？
Yet is that enough?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们讲这个忠心必须包括三面的事情。
We have already spoken that the faithfulness includes all three areas.
今天在一些比较有追求的圣徒当中
Today among those saints who pursue after the Lord
你也可以常常听见这样的声音
You can often hear these kind of voices.
他们说我们只要爱耶稣就够了
They said it's enough just for us to love Jesus.
你的生活就是爱耶稣
Your life is one that loves Jesus.
只要爱耶稣就够了
Loving Jesus is enough.
这个话对不对呢？
Is that correct?
这个话是非常对的。
It is very right.
但是这个话完全吗？
But is this complete?
弟兄姊妹并不完全。
It is not complete.
啊，你说，那么我光爱耶稣还不够吗？
He said, is it not enough for me to simply love Jesus?
我也曾经碰见过这样的圣徒。
I have also encountered such kind of saints.
他们真是爱耶稣。
They truly love the Lord.
他们真是除了主耶稣之外，他们不爱别的。
Aside from the Lord, they have no other desires in life.
但是呢，他们关乎到神的心意的事情，关乎到教会的见证的问题啊，几乎这方面的真理，他们就完全不知道。
Yet they do not have knowledge in terms of the name of the Lord or the testimony of the Lord, keeping the testimony of the Lord.
他们也不在意这些东西。
They don't care about these things.
你可以碰见这样的圣徒。
You also encounter such kind of saints.
他们的确是以基督为中心的。
Indeed, Christ is the center of their life.
啊，他们的生活是 Christ center， 就是什么都是以主为中心。非常好。
Their life is Christ-centered.
但是呢，他们对于神的计划，对于神的目的这些方面，他们完全忽略。
Yet they completely avoid God's will and God's plan.
是他们忠于主的自己。
Yes, they are true to God Himself.
但是呢，还是有缺陷。
Yet it's still insufficient.
所以我有时候对一些弟兄姊妹说。
Sometimes I will tell the brothers and sisters.
你爱主耶稣是不错的。
It is good that you love Jesus.
神也爱他的儿子。
God also loved his son.
但是神爱他的儿子跟你也不一样。
But God's love for his son is different than your love.
因为神对他的儿子有一个荣耀的计划在那里。
Because God has a glorious plan for his son.
神要建立教会。
God will build up the church.
作为彰显他儿子的器皿。
To be a vessel that display the glory of his son.
神要得到一个完整的一个见证。
God will receive a complete testimony, a perfect testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们要忠于我们的主。
Today we need to be faithful to our Lord.
必须有这三方面的事情。
We need to have all three areas.
不仅忠于他的名。
Not only are we faithful to his name.
我们忠于他的自己。
We need to be faithful to himself.
我们也需要忠于他的旨意。
We also need to be faithful to his will.
而今天我们知道在这第三方面这是今天教会在地上最大的一个失落。
And today, this is the greatest loss in the third area, which is being faithful to His will.
我这几年心里面常常有一个很深的感觉。
In these years, I often have this feeling in my heart.
就着福音的工作来讲。
In terms of the work of gospel preaching.
我们所处这个时代是一个空前发展的时代。
And we have lived in this prosperous time.
在教会历史上从来没有一个时代像今天这个时代中有这么多信主的人。
There's never in a time in the history of church that so many people are believing in Jesus Christ.
我们都知道，光在中国就增加了几千万的圣徒。
We know that just in China alone, hundreds of thousands of people have come to.
有人说今天中国的基督徒上亿。
Some people say there are billions of Christians in China.
啊，这还不包括在东欧那些国家里面。
And this does not include all those Eastern European countries.
所以没有一个时代在福音的工作上像今天这个时代这么蓬勃。
And there's never a time as today that the gospel work is so prosperous.
当然，我们还需要传。
Of course, we need to continue to preach the gospel.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
你回头来看一看。关乎神的心意，关乎到基督的见证的事情。
If you look back and in views of God's will and His testimony，
在今天地上的教会里面，这是一个空前暗淡的时期。
You find that this is a very dark time for God's will and His purpose。
听不见多少的圣徒们在一起多谈论到神的旨意。
You do not hear many saints discuss about God's will。
在甚至在有的聚会里面。
Even among some gatherings,
你讲这些东西，他们说这个太深太奥。
If you talk about these, they say this is too deep, too mysterious.
我们所关心的都是我们的家庭、我们的儿女、我们个人的生活的。
What we care about is our family, our children, and everything that is around us.
我们觉得这些才实际，那个东西是不实际的。
We think that these things are real. What you talk about is not real.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们讲这样话的时候。
But sister, when we speak in such way,
你知道是多么伤主的心呢？
You know how we have hurted God's heart.
我们的主到地上来付了这么重大的代价。
Our Lord has come down to earth and paid such great price.
就是为了成就父的旨意。
Just so that he can complete God's will.
所以我们作为神的儿女。
So as the children of God,
我们需要认识神的旨意。
We need to know of His word.
我们需要懂得什么是基督的见证。
We need to know what is the testimony of Christ.
我们更需要在这方面来尽忠心。
We also need to be faithful in this regard.
所以时候已经到了末了。
And so we have come to the end time.
弟兄姊妹们，能在这三方面都能尽忠心的人是有福的。
Brother, sister, blessed are the one who can be faithful in all three areas.
我们觉得今天这个呼召呢是非常的迫切。
We felt that today this calling is very urgent.
所以盼望主在这些日子使我们真正能够听见这个声音。
I hope the Lord can cause us to truly hear this voice in these end times.
并且我们愿意答应主的呼召起来做一个忠心的人。
And also that we may have a desire to rise up and answer to His call.
神的工作
God's work
只能托付给有忠心的人。
Can only be entrusted to those who are faithful.
我们都知道在新约圣经里面
We know that in the New Testament
以弗所书跟哥罗西书
Ephesians and Colossians.
这两卷在新约中最高启示的两卷书。
And these are the two epistles with the highest revelation.
是讲到神那个永远的旨意。
And they speak of God's eternal will.
但是当保罗写这两封书信的时候
，Yet when Paul wrote these two epistles,
他特别在开头提到。
He especially mentioned in the beginning.
这些事只能交付给教会中间。有忠心的人
that these things can only be entrusted to those people who are faithful in the church.
所以我们如果不忠心
so if we are not faithful,
我们根本不配来承受以弗所和哥罗西这两卷书的
we're not worthy to receive the epistles of Ephesians and Colossians.
因为这两卷书是写给有忠心的圣徒
because these two epistles are written to those who are faithful.
所以弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
神的旨意只能托付给有忠心的人。
God's will can only be entrusted to those who are faithful.
在旧约圣经的里面
In the Old Testament,
我们看见神把他的旨意托付给摩西。
We see that God has entrusted his will to Moses.
因为摩西是一个有忠心的人。
Because Moses is one who's faithful.
我们昨天后面已经略略地提到。
We have already mentioned a little bit yesterday.
摩西是头一个知道耶和华名的人
that he was the first one who knew the name of the Lord
并且他向这个名有非常的忠心
and he was completely faithful to this name
摩西跟神之间谈话有如人间的朋友
Moses can converse with God just as friends
所以摩西也是忠于主的自己的
Moses was also faithful to the Lord himself
摩西不仅忠于主的自己
Not only was he faithful to the Lord himself,
摩西也从神承受了最大的启示。
He has also received the greatest revelation from God.
并且在神的全家诚然尽忠。
And he was faithful in all his house as servant.
我们知道这是一件不容易的事情。
We know that this is not an easy thing.
因为我们的神做事情呢，他不随便。
Because our God will not do things carelessly.
神创造了亚当夏娃之后
After God has created Adam and Eve
其中经过大概有1500年的时间
And after about 1500 years
那么神在地上找着了一个人叫摩西
Then God found a man on earth named Moses
神现在发现这里有一个人是忠心的
God discovered now there's a man who's faithful
那么这不是说在摩西前的人都不忠心。
This doesn't mean that all the people lived before Moses, they were not faithful.
因为在先祖的时代
And because in the ancient time,
我们知道那是神所做的一个预备的时间。
We know that this is the time that God is preparing.
神从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各开始。
From Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神有一个心意，因为神要得着一个民族。
God has a desire that he wants to obtain a people.
神就是要得着以色列家。
He wants to gain the household of Israel.
这是神的预备的工作。
And so God is doing the work of preparation.
然后经过了1500年之后
After 1500 years,
神觉得时间到了。
God felt that the time has arrived.
所以呢，神就带领以色列百姓离开埃及。
And God will lead the people of Israel to leave Egypt.
然后在出埃及记里，我们就看见神把他创世以来许多重要的心意呢，那么在那里一样一样的就开始启示给摩西。
In the book of Exodus, we see that God has beginning to reveal to Moses all his heart's desire one by one.
在出埃及之前
prior to Exodus,
那么神把摩西带到旷野。
God has led Moses into the wilderness.
摩西有四十年在旷野牧养他岳父叶特罗的羊。
And Moses shepherded his father-in-law Jethro's sheep in the wilderness for 40 years.
一直到摩西八十岁。
Until he reached the age of 80.
有一天他来到何烈山的时候。
And one day he came to Mount Horeb.
神在异象中让他看见荆棘火焰。
In the revelation, in the vision, God calls him to see the burning bush.
我们知道这是一个非常重要的一个启示。
We know that this is an important revelation.
因为这个荆棘火焰。
Because this burning bush.
说明了神对我们这些人的心意。
It tells us God's desire for men.
就是神要我们能够成为一个侍奉神的人。
God's will for men is for us to become people who serve.
虽然我们已经堕落了，我们像荆棘一样。
Even though we have fallen, just at the thorn bush.
我常常讲，圣经用荆棘来形容我们，真是太恰当了。
I often said that it is so appropriate for the Bible to describe us men as a thorn bush.
真的是满身都是刺。
Because we are full of spikes.
谁靠近我们，谁就被我们刺。
Whoever draw near to us, they will be pricked.
我们的家人被我们刺。
We have pricked our family members.
同事被我们刺。
We have pricked our co-workers.
我们的朋友被我们刺。
We have hurted our friends.
在教会里面，弟兄姊妹被我们刺。
And in the church, we have hurted our brothers and sisters.
我的蒙恩呢，已经都五十几年了。
I have been saved about over 50 some years.
我常常想，过去不知道被刺多少。
And in the past, I have been pricked so many times.
我主也光照我，你刺人更多啊。
But God also revealed to me, you have hurt more people.
我们弟兄们呢，这个个性比较刚强一点。
And when some brothers who are strong-willed.
所以我们的刺特别硬。
And so our thorns are very hard.
我们不知道伤了多少人。
We don't know how many people we have hurt in the past.
姊妹们比较柔软一点。
The sisters are a little bit gentler.
但是也是满身刺。
Yet they are also covered with thorns.
他们那个软刺，软刺刺的也很难过。
And those softer thorns are also unbearable.
所以你看见我们今天在人中间的生活是不是刺来刺去的呢？
And so today, as we live among men, we are hurting one another.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主拣选我们这些像荆棘一样的人。
God has chosen us people who are just like the thorn bush.
让他神圣的火焰显在我们身上。
And that His holy fire will be revealed in our lives.
所以这个荆棘火焰说明了神对人的一个目的。
And so this burning bush tells us the purpose of God for men.
神就是对摩西说，
God told Moses,
你是一个荆棘，
You are a thorn bush.
但是我要让神圣的火焰降在你的身上。
But I will send down the holy fire upon you.
那么这就是一个侍奉神的人的一个形象。
And this is the image of one who serves God.
弟兄姊妹，神在那里不仅把荆棘火焰的意象给了摩西，
Not only God has given Moses the vision of a burning bush.
神也在那里把他的名启示给摩西。
God also revealed to Moses at that time of his name.
等到以色列百姓出埃及以后，
After the Israelites have left Egypt.
在出埃及记第十九章那里，
In Exodus chapter 19.
神又把他心中一个重要的一个意念呢告诉摩西。
God has given Moses his heart's desire.
意思说，你带领这些以色列百姓出了埃及以后，
He says, after you have led the people out of Egypt,
我要使他们成为祭司的国度。
I will make them a kingdom of priests.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要知道这些意念都是老早在创世以前就已经隐藏在神的里面。
Brother and sister, we need to know that these wills are hidden in God's before the creation of the world.
乃是神在造人以后1500年以后才慢慢的逐渐把这些意念启示出来。
And yet it is only being revealed to men after he has created men 1500 years later.
那么在西乃山那里，
At Mount Sinai,
神逐渐的把他心中的一些重要的意念一样一样的把它启示出来。
Gradually, God has revealed His heart's desire to men one by one.
那么后来我们知道，神召摩西上山。
Later on, we know that God has called Moses to go up to the mountain.
神把律法 启示给摩西。
And God revealed His law to Moses.
我们知道这个律法呢，就是讲到神自己的性情。
We know that these commandments speaks of God's own character.
那等于呢，神把他自己托付给以色列百姓。
And this tells us that God has entrusted Himself to His people.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
因为那个时候，主耶稣基督还没有道成肉身呢。
And because at that time Jesus has not come down from heaven.
所以这两块法板就代表神的自己。
And so these two stone tablets represented God Himself.
所以神要造一个柜啊，造个约柜呢，把它保存起来。
And God must build an ark to carry the stone tablets.
所以在旧约圣经里面，这个约柜就是主耶稣的预表。
And in the Old Testament, this Ark of Covenant represented Jesus Christ.
因为到了新约时代，说神荣耀的旨意在他儿子里面。
In the New Testament, we know that God's glorious will dwell upon His Son.
所以这个约柜在旧约时代中间，那是最重要的一件事情。
So the Ark of Covenant is the most important thing in the Old Testament time.
所以神不仅把两块法板放在约柜里面。
Not only God has placed the two stone tablets inside of the Ark.
神还要建造一个会幕。
He will also make a tabernacle
啊，保护这个约柜。
To protect this Ark of Covenant.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道这是在旧约圣经里面神所启示出来一个最完整的一个心意。
In the Old Testament, this is the most complete revelation of God's will.
这个启示呢。
And this revelation.
今天我们也称它作是山上的样式。
We also refer to it as the pattern upon the mount.
啊。我们都知道神在西乃山上的这个举动是他在世界中间的一部重大的一个行动。
We know the action that took place upon Mount Sinai is the most important action God has completed among men.
今天我们需要明白什么叫做山上的样式。
Today we need to understand what does it mean about the pattern on the mount.
如果我们没有这样的一个启示和看见，
If we do not have and possess such kind of revelation,
我们就不能明白什么是神的心意。
Then we are unable to know what is God's will.
一个作为神儿女的人。
For the children of God,
我们必须学会体贴神的心意。
We need to be mindful of God's will.
我们应当追求山上的样式。
We need to pursue after the pattern of the mount.
我想这些年在我们中间，
I believe these days,
我们听见这些方面的信息也不算少。
We have heard much concerning these kind of messages.
很多弟兄姊妹对于山上的样式多少的我们都能领悟，并且也能说一点。
Many brothers and sisters understood the messages about pattern on the mount.
但是我们要知道，
But we need to know.
你光是知道山上的样式是不够的。
It is not enough for you just to know about it.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们还需要有山下的中心。
We also need to be faithful at the foothill.
这个意思也就是说呢，
And this means,
你也知道今天要在各地的聚会里面怎么样能把神的旨意把它实行出来？
Among all the churches in all locality, we need to know how to practice and exercise God's will.
尤其在我们过去所接触的许多圣徒当中，
especially in the saints that we have contacted before.
我个人里面有这样的一个感觉，
I have this feeling in my heart.
很多时候好像我们只停止在一个谈论的阶段。
Many times we only remain at the conversation level.
啊，每一个弟兄，姊妹起来都可以讲到神永远的旨意。
Every brother sister can rise up and talk about God's will.
但是我们那个实行的路在哪里呢？
And yet, where is the way that we practice it?
我们看见摩西不仅有山上的样式。
We see Moses not only possessed the pattern.
他们也有山下那个实行的路。
They also have the practicality of.How to be faithful at the foothill.
并且呢，他们是非常的忠心的来实行。
And faithfully they practice it.
神这个时候所以会把他的心意全盘的把它启示出来。
And this is the reason why God has disclosed His will completely to him.
因为神不仅得着了一个忠心的摩西。
Not only God has gained a faithful Moses.
因为神这个时候也得着了以色列的全家。
And because at this time, God has gained the whole household of Israel.
因为我们知道神的心意不是要在一个人身上完全。
We know that God's will cannot be completed just in one man.
神的心意是要在一个团体上面来完全。
And God's will must be completed in the corporate body.
所以当以色列的百姓来到西乃山脚下的时候，
And so when the Israelite had come to the foothill of Mount Sinai,
神才觉得这个时候来到了。
God felt that this is the appropriate time.
是启示是给一个人的。
Yes, revelation is given to one man.
但是那个实行呢，是全体来做的。
But practicality is given to all.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is an important matter.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
神的心意不是光托付给摩西。
God's will is not just to entrust it to Moses alone.
神的心意也是托付给全以色列家。
God's will is entrusted to the entire household of Israel.
但是我们知道，
But we know.
当摩西第二次上西乃山的时候，
When Moses went up to the mountain the second time,
神把会幕的样式启示给他。
God has revealed to him, the building of the tabernacle.
刚刚要快要完成的时候，
When it just about to finish,
以色列人在山下已经起了变化。
And something began to happen at the foothill.
我们知道仇敌先进来做破坏的。
We know the enemy will first come to do the destructive work.
那些以色列人看摩西上山四十昼夜。
The people had saw Moses went up to the mountain for 40 days and nights.
所以他们就失去了耐心。
And they have lost their patience.
他们就去找亚伦。
They went to look for Aaron.
他说那个带领我们出埃及的那个摩西。
They said that Moses who led us out of Egypt.
啊，我们不知道他怎样。
We don't know what happened to him.
他说你不如啊，给我们造个什么神带我们走。
Why don't you just build us another gods to lead us on?
这就是以色列人在山下造金牛犊的故事。
And this is the story of how the Israelites had made a golden calf.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这是多么的危险吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know how dangerous this is?
神就在西乃山顶上。
God is on the top, mountaintop of Mount Sinai.
当时呢，整个山都被烟云所遮盖。
And at that time, the entire mountain was covered with smoke.
以色列人胆大妄为啊。
And yet, the Israelites were so brave.
他们就在神的眼前就造金牛犊。
Even before the eyes of the Lord, they made the golden calf.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道他们触动神的愤怒。
We know that they have aroused the wrath of God.
神是可以一下之间把他们的全部都除灭。
God could very easily to eliminate all of them.
这是一个非常危机、非常紧急的一个时候。
And this is a critical moment.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
幸好有一个摩西在。
Unfortunately, there is Moses.
啊，圣经告诉我们说，摩西是神的朋友。
The Bible tells us Moses was God's friend.
摩西就知道以色列人犯了大罪。
Moses knew that the Israelites had committed great sin.
所以他就在神跟前恳切地向神祷告。
So he earnestly pleaded before the Lord.
因为当初以色列人造金牛犊的时候，
And because when Israelites had made a golden calf,
弟兄姊妹们，神几乎已经否认这是他的百姓。
And God has renounced all of them as his people.
神对摩西说，你的百姓，摩西。
And God told Moses, your people.
哎呀，我们这些年呢，常常听见有一些传道人很喜欢听这个话。
And these years, sometimes we know a preacher likes to hear such words.
啊，他们有时候工作性，他说，你看这些都是我的百姓。
Sometimes after they have worked hard in the church, they say, these are my people.
啊。我救了多少人
I have saved so many people
那天神就对摩西说你从埃及所带出来的百姓你的百姓
And that day God told Moses the people you have led out of Egypt
他说你站开 你容让我把他们全部都消灭那么使你的后代被建立起来
He says why don't you stand aside let me eliminate all these people and I will make yours descendant as my people
哇这个对服侍主的人 来讲实在是极大的试探和引诱。
This is indeed a great temptation for one who serves the Lord.
但是不，摩西是一个忠诚的人。
But Moses was a faithful man.
因为他是神的朋友。
Because he is God's friend.
他完全明白神的心。
He knew God's will.
所以他就在神跟前说：“神啊，这是你的百姓。
”And he told God and said, "God, these are your people."
弟兄姊妹们，我们服侍主的人。在教会中侍奉主的人必须要有这样的意义。
Brothers and sisters, as people who serve God in the church, we need to have such kind of understanding.
教会是主的。
that the church belongs to God.
羊群是主的。
The flock belongs to God.
工作也是主的。
The work belongs to God.
没有一样是我们的。
Nothing belongs to us.
所以他就在神跟前恳切的祷告。
Therefore, he earnestly prayed before God.
他说你一定要纪念你像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
You need to remember the covenant that you have made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
你答应了把他们带进迦南地的。
You have promised to lead them into the land of Canaan.
你不可能在不能在这个山上把他们统统杀死。
You cannot eliminate these people at this mountain.
因为摩西的祷告。
And because of Moses' prayer.
所以使神回心转意。
God changed his mind.
所以神就没有把当时的以色列人把他灭掉。
And God did not eliminate the Israelites at that time.
弟兄姊妹们，这幅图画太重要了。
Brother and sister, this is a very important picture.
这说明教会并不怕难处。
It tells us that as a church, we're not afraid of difficulties.
教会怕中间没有一个人是主的朋友。
The church is in danger when there's not a person in the church that is God's friend.
如果今天在教会中
If today in the church,
有人真是主的朋友
there's someone who is truly God's friend,
那就什么难处都能带过去
then we can bypass all difficulties.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
解决教会的问题
to resolve the issues in the church,
不是靠一些的方法
it is not by any kind of methods,
更不是世界的方法
it is not by any methods in this world.
今天我们知道地上的教会到处都有难处
We know that the churches today on earth are facing all kinds of problems.
很多人用他的聪明，用他的智慧。
Many people use their wisdom and knowledge.
把许多世界的方法带进来。
They bring in all kinds of methods from this world.
想要解决这些问题。
They want to resolve these issues.
不，你不是需要这些方法。
No, you don't need those methods.
需要的是你要做主的朋友。
What we need is for you to be the friend of God.
如果你能够摸到主的心。
If you know the will of God,
你能把这些事情带到主的跟前来祷告。
And if you can bring these things before God through prayers,
主如果愿意行事。
If God is willing to do things,
任何的问题都能带过去。
He can resolve any problem.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
当以色列人要造会幕的时候
When the Israelites are building
the tabernacle, 他们中间遇见了这么大的一个难处。
They have encountered a great problem.
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
因为摩西是神的朋友。
Because Moses was God's friend.
所以他能够解决这样的问题。
He can resolve this issue.
所以当神回心转意之后
So when God turned back his mind,
他们就开始在山下来建造会幕。
They began to build the tabernacle at the foothill.
我们能看见这个整个建造的过程里面
We see that this entire process of building,
有一些重要的原则。
There are some important principles.
是今天地上的教会在建造的时候也可以来实行用。
And these are principles which the church today can use.
我想首先有两样重要的东西啊，是必须先做的。
I think there are two important things first that we need to pay attention.
第一个就是献礼物。
And first is to offering gifts.
第二个就是安息。
Second is rest.
我们知道这两件是不可缺少的因素。
We know that these are two necessary elements.
所以当初神就吩咐摩西去让以色列百姓来献礼物。
And God has asked Moses to command the people to give free offering.
你知道今天我们在人中间呢，我们不太会做这件事情。
Today it's hard for men to do such things.
我们很少，恐怕只有小孩子会这样做。
I think only maybe the children would do something like this.
我们就是最对最好的朋友说，哎，你送个礼物给我。很少人这样讲。
Not many people will say, give me a gift.
但是我们的神为什么对以色列百姓说，你把礼物献给我呢
？But why is it God told the people, bring me a gift?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这里告诉我们一件事。
Here tells us one thing.
以色列百姓所有一切的事物都是神给他们的。
The Israelites has received everything from God.
但是神要他们重新奉献的时候呢
？But when God want them to offer once again,
神是把它当作礼物来收。
And God received them as gifts.
神还尊重人呢，你看。
You see how God respected men.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，神对于我们今天的奉献，神有一个特别的尊重。
And God especially honor all offerings today.
按理讲，这些都是我给你的，我要回来就是了。
In reality, God has given us everything, and He could just have requested back.
所以以色列百姓呢，他们就开始把所有各样神所要建造会幕的这些东西奉献出来。
And the Israelites began to offer to God everything that is necessary for the construction of the tabernacle.
当然，我们晓得今天呢，教会要被建立，神的家要被建立。
We know that today, for the church to be built up, for the household of God to be built up,
我们是需要奉献。
We need to have offering.
那么在新约时代中间，我们奉献什么呢？
In this New Testament time, what do we offer?
罗马书第十二章的第一、第二节。
And Romans 12:1-2.
这是一个最重要的提醒。
It is the most important reminder.
保罗用神的慈悲劝我们要把身体献上。
And Paul, by the mercies of God, entreat us to offer up our body.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
我记得尼托森弟兄解释这段话非常好。
I remember that Brother Watchman Nee explained these verses very well.
他说神非常智慧。
He said that God is full of wisdom.
圣经中虽然常常也有讲说你要把你的心献给我。
Even though the Bible often tells us to give God our hearts.
但在这里神没有说心。
But here God did not mention our hearts.
神乃是说身体。
God said our body.
因为知道神说你把心给我。
God knows that if he asks for our hearts.
但是我们这个心呢随时都会变。
But our hearts will change any moment.
所以神不要心。
So God doesn't want the heart.
神说献身体比较实在。
God says it is more substantial for you to offer up your bodies.
因为你这个身体一献上，就什么都献上，对吧？
Because once you offer up your body, you have offered up all.
包括你的家庭，包括你所有的财产，通通献上了。
It included that you have offered up your family and all your possessions.
所以我们的弟兄讲说呢，神宁可叫你切一个小指头下来献上，也比献心还实在。
God rather asks you to cut down your little pinky and offer it up rather than your heart.
所以神的家要被建立。
So for the household of God to be built up.
每个弟兄姊妹都应当把身体献上。
All brothers and sisters must present your body.
那我们就宣告说，主啊，我所有的一切都是你的。
This way we have proclaimed to God, Lord, all that I have is yours.
你要知道，神就把你所奉献的当作礼物一样的。
You know that God will consider what you have presented to Him as a gift and receive it.
所以，在教会的建造上
，So in terms of building up the church，
如果我们不肯奉献
，If we're unwilling to offer，
神的家就不能建立
，Then the household of God cannot be built up.
以色列百姓如果不献礼物
，If the Israelites will not make offerings，
这个会幕就建造不起来
，The tabernacle cannot be built up.
感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
这些百姓们
And these people,
他们不仅献上，他们是甘心乐意的献上。
Not only they made offerings to God, but they made it willingly.
我想他们也是经过一次大的失败，经过了神的赦免之后呢，他们真是甘心乐意。
I'm sure that after this great mistake and also receiving the forgiveness of God, now they're willing to make offerings to God.
所以会幕要建造，第一个他们需要奉献。
So for the tabernacle to be built up, first they need to make offerings.
但是第二件事情呢
And secondly,
就是要有安息。
They need to have rest.
在神的家的建造上，安息是非常重要的一个因素。
In building up the house of God, being at rest is very important.
在旧约圣经里面
In the Old Testament,
你看神定规他们啊，每七天就有一天是安息。
You see that God has required them to keep the Sabbath, one day out of every seven.
那一天呢，神是叫他们什么都不要做的。
That is the day that they will not do anything.
是完全休息。
This is the day they rest completely.
但是你仔细读圣经哈。
But if you read the Bible,
圣经说呢，他们要守安息日。
The Bible says they need to keep the Sabbath.
为什么要守？
Why do they need to keep it?
今天如果你的老板对你讲说啊，明天呢放你一天假。
If your boss tells you tomorrow that you can have a day off tomorrow.
啊，那你高兴得不得了。
And you will be so happy.
你还去守吗
？Are you going to keep it?
你不需要守啊。
You don't have to keep it.
那这个守的意思就告诉我们说什么呢
？And keeping tells us.
那么神要放他们的假。
That God is going to give them a day of rest.
他们还不愿意呢。
They are not willing to receive this day of rest.
在旧约里面告诉我们，不仅有安息，还有安息年呢。
The Old Testament tells us not only their Sabbath, but they're also a Sabbath year.
所以有人讲说，神很喜欢放假。
And some people say God loves to give people days off.
但是呢，这些犹太人呢，他们是过安息的，过得不安息。
But the Jews cannot keep the Sabbath with rest.
所以神说你们要守安息，守安息。
And that's why God commanded them to keep the Sabbath.
弟兄姊妹们，在侍奉上面来讲，安息是尤其重要。
Brothers and sisters, in terms of serving God, keeping the Sabbath is especially important.
一个侍奉主的人如果里面没有安息，
if a person who serves God cannot serve with rest,
他会破坏神的工作。
And he will destroy God's work.
他会弄得整个神的家都不安息。
He will cause unrest in the entire household of God.
你今天会看见很多侍奉主的人在神的家中把神的儿女们弄得非常的不安息。
You will see that many people who serve the Lord today, they cause unrest among the people.
因为他们里面没有安息。
It is because they don't have rest within themselves.
我们都知道在新约时代中间不是日子的问题。
We know that in the New Testament day, it's no longer important to keep which day.
是里面的安息。
It is the rest within your heart.
一个人怎么样能够持守在里面的安息？
How can you keep the rest in your heart?
就是你不活在肉体中，不活在血气。
And that is when you do not live in your flesh and in your blood.
肉体永远是不安息。
Your flesh will never be at rest.
肉体是喜欢做工的。
The flesh desires to work.
肉体是喜欢忙忙碌碌。
The flesh desires to be busy about.
所以你要叫那个肉体安息下来是很困难。
If you want to keep your flesh to be at rest, it's difficult.
所以真正的安息，你必须把你的肉体钉死在十字架上。
So the true rest comes from nailing your flesh on the cross.
我想有过侍奉经验的弟兄姊妹都知道。
Those people who have experience in serving God, you will understand this.
当我们一要开始做事情的时候呢，哇，我们这个整个里面，这个好像肉体都动起来了。
And when you're about to begin to do something, your entire flesh began to work.
结果呢，我们里面失去了安息。
And then you lost your rest.
所以神知道。
God knows.
神在建造会幕的事情上面。
And in terms of building up the tabernacle.
神要这些建造的人里面有安息。
God desires for these workers to first have rest in their hearts. Because this is God's work.
实在来讲，希伯来书告诉我们的，这造物的工啊，神的工啊，在创造以来已经完成。
Hebrews tells us God's work was already done in the beginning of the creation of the world.
所以你应当相信神。
So you need to trust God.
心中不需要急躁。
You don't have to be anxious in your heart.
我永远不会忘记。
I will never forget this.
1975年我在温哥华的时候。
In 1975, when I was in Vancouver.
有一个西国的宣教士，一个老姊妹写了封信给我。
And there was a sister who wrote a letter to me.
她告诉我，弟兄你不用着急。
He says, brother, you don't have to worry.
他说工作是主的。
The work belongs to God.
你所需要做的是什么呢？
What do you need to do?
要用长的时间学习等候在主跟前。
You need to use a long time to learn to rest, to wait before the Lord.
保持他的同在。
To keep his presence.
弟兄姊妹们，
Francis,
这是一个真正侍奉主人该有的一个态度。
This is the true attitude of one who serves God.
所以当以色列人要开始建造会幕的时候，
And so before the Israelites began to build the tabernacle,
他们第一个需要奉献。
First, they need to make freewill offering.
那么第二个，他们要学习安息在神的跟前。
Secondly, they need to learn to rest before God.
相信一切事都在神的手中。
To believe and trust that everything is in God's hand.
就知道是只有神能够建造他自己的家。
And they also know that only God can build up his household.
然后我们看见，
Then we began to see.
那么神就为着摩西呢安排了一些人与他一同配合。
God has prepared some people who became the co-workers with Moses.
我们知道这其中有两个很重要的人。
We know among them there are two that were very important.
我们常常讲到会幕的时候啊，
Many times when we mention about the tabernacle,
我们只想到摩西。
We only remember Moses.
大多数人都把这两个人忽略掉。
The majority people have forgotten these two people.
其实那些实际在那里做的这两个人的功劳是很大的。
But the practical work was actually done by these two people.
一个是比撒列。
And one is Bezalel.
是犹大支派。
He came from the tribe of Judah.
另外一个是亚和利亚伯。
And the other is Aholiab.
那么这是 但支派。
He came from the tribe of Dan.
因为神知道会幕呢，不是一个人能造起来的。
Because God knows that one person cannot build up the tabernacle.
必须是全体都在这里一同来动。
It requires the entire group of people to work.
也需要一些的同工们一同来配搭的。
You need to have co-workers that work with you.
所以当神启示完会幕之后
，After God has given them the revelation of the tabernacle,
神立刻告诉摩西说呢，我已经拣选了两个人帮助你。
God immediately told Moses that I have already chosen two people to help you.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们看见这个比撒列。
Brother and sister, we see that this Bezalel.
圣经讲说呢，他是户尔的孙子。
The Bible tells us that he was the grandson of Hur.
那我们知道这个户尔是谁吗
？You know who was Hur?
在出埃及记第十七章。
In Exodus 17.
当约书亚带领部队在山谷中跟亚玛力人征战的时候。
When Joshua was leading the people to fight with Amalekites,
那么摩西就上山去祷告。
Moses went up to the mountain to pray.
啊，我们知道这个有两个人在那里帮助他。
We know that there were two people that helped Moses.
一个是亚伦，一个是户尔。
One was Aaron and one was Hur.
我们知道这个户尔是一个敬虔爱神的。
We know Hur was a pious man, a godly man.
所以这个比撒列呢，就是户尔的孙子，是一个敬虔的后裔。
And Bezalel came from her, a godly man.
他有相当大的一个恩赐。
And he has a great gift.
弟兄姊妹们，
Francis,
神就借这这个比撒列。
And God uses Bezalel.
还有一个亚和利亚伯两个人帮助摩西。
And Aholiab to help Moses to build the tabernacle.
我们看见圣经中对他们两个人的这个描述。
And we see in the Bible, how they describe these two men.
我们知道这两个人是非常有，等于是今天非常有恩赐的人。
We can say that these two men are men with great gift, talented.
我们在教会历史上看见。
And through the church histories, we can see.
有一个悲剧。
There is a tragedy.
就是好像越有恩赐的人呢，越难在一起配。
And it is especially difficult for those people who are gifted to work with other people.
但是呢，在摩西那个时代，我们看见一幅美丽的图画。
But in Moses' time, we see this beautiful picture.
他们这些有恩赐的人能够彼此配搭。
These people who are gifted and talented can work together.
摩西有启示，有异象。
Moses has revelations and visions.
那么，比撒利亚和利亚。
And Bezalel and Aholiab,
他们就把他们的恩赐根据启示来运用。
They use their skills and gifts, according to the vision and the revelation.
你可以说让启示来支配这些恩赐。
And these revelations, orchestrated their work.
然后呢，他们的工作根据异象。
And their work was based on vision.
让异象来支配这个工作。
And they allowed the vision to direct their work.
所以我们看见。
And so we see.
当初他们在那里一同建造会幕的时候。
When they were making the tabernacle together.
在这些服侍的人中间，他们彼此之间有一个非常的和谐。
Among the people who work together, they were in complete harmony.
今天我们在地上，在教会中不太多看见这种情形。
We do not see these kind of conditions often among the churches today.
谁有恩赐，谁就打着一个旗帜。
Whoever is gifted, they will raise up another banner.
彼此之间呢，非常难配合。
It is very difficult for people to work together.
所以难怪地上的教会、神的家显出这么多的混乱。
No wonder the church of God today is in such chaos.
我们实在需要主给我们恩典。
We indeed need God to give us His grace.
让我们知道，在教会的建造上。
That we know that in building up the church,
我们需要一个合一的意念。
We need to be in one.
我们要结合在神的意象底下。
We need to be united under the vision of God.
我们要把我们的功用，为着建造神的家，能够跟别人能有美好的配合。
We need to use our functions and abilities for the building up of the household of God and to work with one another.
所以当初他们建造会幕的时候。
So when they were building the tabernacle,
我们晓得这是在人类历史上头一次是一个团体把神的心意彰显出来。
We know this is the first time in men's history that a corporate body reveal God's will.
是一个美丽的见证。
And it is a beautiful testimony.
我们看见比沙列身上有一些的特性，我们需要明白。
We see some special quality in the life of Bezalel, which we need to know, take notice.
圣经告诉我们说，神是提名召他的。
God has named him to call him.
到新约时代中，我们每一个人都是神提我们的名召我们。
In the New Testament time, God has called each one of us by name.
所以在教会的建造上，你我都应该摆在其中。
And so in building up the church, you and I are all among the workers.
然后我们看见神用他的灵来充满他。
And then God filled him with his spirit.
我们知道在侍奉上面来讲。
We know that in terms of ministry,
一切事物都要根据这个灵。
All the ministries are based upon the spirit.
如果我们的灵不对。
If our spirit is not right,
我们就很难被使用。
It is very difficult for us to be used.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
在服事上，我们需要常常满有主的膏油。
In terms of our ministries, we often need to be filled with the unction of God.
需要跟着圣灵的这个引导来服事。
We need to follow the moving of the Spirit to work.
所以在生活中
，So in our lives,
要让圣灵来引导我们。
We need to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us.
什么叫做被圣灵充满
？What does it mean to be filled by the Spirit?
那么就是你全人都被圣灵来管理。
And that is the Holy Spirit take full control of your
whole life. 所以比沙列是一个被神的灵所充满的人。
Bezalel is one who is filled with the Holy Spirit.
只有神的灵给我们带来能力。
Only the Holy Spirit can bring us strength.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们需要被主的灵来管理。
We need to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，他还有智慧。
He's also with wisdom.
这个智慧呢？
And this wisdom,
是比撒列他能把启示变成一个实际。
This wisdom caused him to realize the revelation.
那么呢，他也能够按照新约的话，就他能把奥秘呢变成秘诀。Secret.
Oh, he can turn the mystery into a secret.
我们知道保罗呢，就是把神的奥秘变成他生活的秘诀。
We know Paul was one who turned the mystery of God into the secret of his life.
我们今天有这样的智慧。
Today we possess such wisdom.
否则的话呢，我们听的道那就真正是道了。
Otherwise, all the message we hear would just be doctrine.
对有些人来讲，变成非常道。
To some people, they are just extreme doctrine.
那个只是道理，没有实际。所以我们也有智慧。
And there's no reality to it.
他不仅有智慧。
Not only Bezalel has wisdom.
他还有聪明。
He's also wise.
这个聪明呢，是使他能够做正确的选择，能有分辨力。
He's wise, so he's able to discern and make decisions and choices.
并且叫他碰见事情的时候，他有个应变的一个能力。
And when he encounters things, he knows how to do things.
不仅这样，圣经说他还有知识。
The Bible tells us he's also knowledgeable.
他能传递。
And he can pass out word.
哎，他可以教导别人。
He can teach others.
啊，所以你看，神把这样美好的恩赐赐给他。
God has given him these beautiful qualities.
这些都是今天在教会里面所需要的。
And these are all qualities which the church needs today.
那么这个亚和利亚伯呢？
And what about Aholiab?
他是比撒列的一个同工。
He's a co-worker of Bezalel.
啊，他本来就是很有智慧。
And he was also a wise man.
但神使他更有智慧。
And God has added to his wisdom.
他会做什么样的事呢
？What can he do?
他会做雕刻的工作。
He is skillful in the work of engraving.
他可以做巧工。
And he is skillful in the work of all kinds of craftsmanship.
他还会刺绣。
He also knows how to do the work of a weaver.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这用在今天就告诉我们说什么呢
？And today, what does it tell us？
就是他的心思啊，非常的细腻。
That his heart and minds are very detailed.
他的手非常巧妙。
And he'sHandiworks are great.
这说明呢，今天在教会的侍奉上呢， 我们不能很粗鲁了。
And this tells us that today we cannot be very rough in our work in serving God.
我有的时候心里面很叹气。
Sometimes I sigh in my heart.
因为在教会中看见有些弟兄姊妹做他自己的事情非常的细。
And some brothers and sisters who are very detail oriented when it comes to their own work.
碰到教会的事就马马虎虎的。
But when they come to serving God, they are very careless.
我们知道在教会服侍弟兄姊妹那是非常需要有细腻的心思。
We know to serve our brothers and sisters, we need to be very detail oriented.
的确，我们需要手中的一些巧妙。
We also need to be skillful.
哎，这个亚和利亚伯他就是这样。
And Aholiab was such a man.
那个时候不仅是他们两个人这样的服侍。
At that time, not only the two of them served this way.
圣经说，凡心中有智慧的人呢，受感的人，都通通来了。
And the Bible tells us, those whose hearts are stirred up, and those who are full of wisdom, they all came.
中间呢，还包括了很多的妇女。
And among them also many women.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers sisters，
这说明教会中姊妹们也有她相当的一个功用。
This tells us the sisters also there have their positions in the church.
他们会做纺织的工作。
And they can do the work of spinning.
圣经中说，他们亲手的来做纺织的工作。
The Bible tells us that they use their hand to spin all the threads.
他们用蓝色的线。
With the blue yarn.
这属天的。
And this is means heavenly.
紫色的线。
The purple yarn.
尊贵的。
It's noble.
朱红色的线。
And the scarlet wool.
主的救恩。
Which refers to God's salvation. And the fine linen.
主人性的一个纯洁。
And it's the purity of God himself.
那么他们还会用这个山羊毛。
And also the goat hair.
讲的主的受苦。
Talks about the suffering of Christ.
当你读到这些的时候啊。
When you read about these things.
你会不会感觉到有时候好像啊在教会中啊那些姊妹们不是儿童一样。
You feel that many times it seems like the sisters are just serving the children.
所以呢在教会中有一些侍奉是纺纱的侍奉。
And so in the church there's some work that is the work of spinning the linen.
借着各式各样的服侍把主耶稣基督的各样美德性情组织在人的身上。
And use all kinds of circumstances to spun in the character of Lord Jesus Christ in us.
当然今天站讲台的服侍姊妹是很少的。
Of course, today is very few for sisters to stand at the pulpit.
但是我们看见有些姊妹们在暗中，他们在弟兄姊妹们身上所做的，实在是非常的美丽。
But we see what some sisters do, among the brothers and sisters, and how they serve them. It is very beautiful.
我们知道这些需要长时间的，也是细致的工作。
We know that these are time-consuming, and it is a very detailed work.
圣经说还有另有许多的同工。
The Bible said there are other workers.
大家都一同来了。
They all came.
圣经讲说他们呢，个人要离开自己的工作。
The Bible tells us they all have to leave their own work.
这个意思就是说你在侍奉主上需要专心的。
It tells us that you need to be single-hearted in terms of serving God.
不叫事物缠身。
You will not be entangled with other matters.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要在神的跟前能够专心一意的好好的来服侍。
But sister, we need to be single-hearted as we serve God.
我们觉得今天这个世代很邪恶。
We feel that today this generation is very evil.
我们发现常常有时候弟兄姊妹们进到教会里一同在这里服侍的时候都是精疲力尽。
We find that many times when brothers and sisters arrive to the church to serve together, they are already very tired.
我们的精神，我们的力量，世界上都用完了。
We have exhausted our strength and our minds.
在家庭里面都用完了。
We have exhausted our strength in our family.
结果来到侍奉这里的时候呢，已经是精疲力尽。
And so by the time we come to church to serve God, we are already tired.
但神要求我们需要要专心。
But God requires us to be a single-hearted.
所以我们有许多时候需要有智慧，怎样来把我们的时间把它能够分配得好。
And many times we need to have wisdom from God to know how to appropriate our times.
更重要的是。
And then most important,
圣经说呢，他们做神所吩咐的工。
The Bible tells us that they will do the work God has commanded them.
他们没有一个人按照自己的兴趣。
No one had done their work according to their own interest.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
因着这些人跟着摩西一同配合在一起。
And because of these people who follow Moses and work together,
所以他们就把百姓所有献上的礼物把它建立成为神的家。
They had used all the gifts that the people had offered up to God willingly and built up the house of God.
今天我们的教在地上的教会中，我们看见多少弟兄姊妹的奉献被浪费。
Today we see that many of the offerings from brothers and sisters have been wasted.
我们不是光指着钱财说的。
We don't refer just to money matters.
有很多弟兄姊妹把自己奉献出来。
Many brothers and sisters had offered themselves.
但是因为不能按照神的吩咐。
But it's because they cannot do things according to what God has
commanded. 所以很可惜，很多事物都浪费掉。
So unfortunately, many resources are wasted.
当初他们在西乃山下。
But when they were at the foothill of Mount Sinai,
他们没有浪费百姓们任何的一个奉献。
They did not waste any of the offerings made by the people.
他们终于把神的家会幕把它建造起来。
And finally, they were able to erect the house of God.
所以，因此到了第四十章的时候。
So when we come to chapter 40,
在隔年的正月初一日。
In the first month of the second year,
摩西就开始把整个会幕把它立起来。
Moses was able to erect the tabernacle.
我们晓得这个中间大概我想恐怕将近不到十个月的时间。
We know that the time of construction is about 10 months long.
他们真的是同心合意在主面前一同来建造会幕。
They truly worked in one accord to build up the tabernacle.
那么当会幕建造起来的时候。
And after the tabernacle was erected.
在四十章里面的八次提到。
In chapter 40, it mentioned 8 times
一切照着神的吩咐。
That all was done according to what God has commanded.
哇，这是何等宝贵的一件事情。
And this is such a precious thing.
今天如果我们每样事物都能够照着神的吩咐的话呢，
If today we can do everything according to what the Lord had commanded,
我们就能够满足神的心。
Then we're able to satisfy God's heart.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
会幕被建造起来的时候，
When the tabernacle was built up,
就告诉我们，那个工作是一个立体的。
It tells us that this is a three-dimensional work.
今天呢，大多数教会的光景看见都是平面的东西。
Today, most of the work in the church are two-dimensional.
因为什么呢？恩赐与恩赐，圣徒之间的配搭，不能够那样好的把它连接在一起。
And because the different gifts among the saints cannot be connected together.
当这个会幕立起来的时候，
When the tabernacle was erected,
它里面各样的器具呢，就能按照神所定规的把它摆在定位。
All the furnishings and articles can be placed in its place.
这就是哥林多前书十二章所说的。
And this is what 1 Corinthians chapter 12
在基督的身体上，
That in the body of Christ,
一切都是按照神的安排和配合。
Everything is according to Christ's arrangement.
这实在是一件美丽的事情。
This is indeed a beautiful thing.
然后他们就在整个会幕上面抹上膏油。
And then they anointed entire tabernacle.
啊，神的家满了膏油。
And the house of God is filled with anointing.
圣灵的主权在这里被尊重。
The sovereignty of the Holy Spirit has been upheld.
每一样事物上面我们都看见圣灵在引导。
We see the Holy Spirit guiding in everything.
膏油在感动。
And the anointing moves everyone.
祭司们也都是被膏。
And the priests have also received their anointing.
所以他们就在那里开始尽他们祭司该尽的一个责任。
There they began to do the duties what they, that they have to do.
每一个祭司都穿上圣服，披戴基督。
All the priests have put on the holy garment, which is Christ himself.
那么他们在这供职分的时候呢，献上圣洁的礼物。
When they minister before the Lord, they offer up the holy gifts.
弄陈设饼，点灯，烧香。
The showbread, they lit up the lamp, and they made burnt offerings.
我想弟兄姊妹们，这些可能是我们素来读出埃及记时都很熟悉的。
Friends, sisters, these are things that we're familiar with as we read Exodus.
但是我们能领会到，这是在整个人类历史上头一次神的心意在地上完全被表现出来吗？
But can we understand that this is the first time that God's will has been realized in human history?
所以当这个会幕一立起来的时候，
And so when the tabernacle was erected,
立刻烟云就充满了，遮盖了整个的会幕。
Immediately it was covered with smoke and clouds.
耶和华的荣光充满在其中。
The glory of God filled the entire place.
这说明神的心中得到一个非常大的满足。
This tells us that God's heart was tremendously satisfied.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们知道神的心如果得到满足。
We know that if God's heart is satisfied,
对我们来讲是最大的祝福。
Then it is the greatest blessing to all of us.
那个烟云充满到一个地步，连摩西也进不去。
When the smoke and cloud has filled this tabernacle to such an extent that Moses cannot enter it.
那就是天然的人，不管你是多伟大，也不能进去。
And this natural man, no matter how great you are, you still cannot enter.
神的家应该是充满神的荣耀的地方。
The house of God should be a place that is filled with the glory of God.
我们知道今天我们的主，他心中何等巴望在地上能找到这样的光景。
We know that how our God today desire to find such a place.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们不仅需要有山上的样式。
Not only we need to have the pattern on the mount.
我们需要有山下的实行。
We also need to have the practicality at the foothill.
需要山下的忠心。
We need to have the faithfulness at the foothill.
我们要求主开我们里面的眼睛。
We ask the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们看见神为什么救赎我们。
To show us why God saved us.
到底神在我们身上有什么心意？
And what is the purpose of God in us?
愿主把他的心意清清楚楚地启示在我们。
May the Lord reveal His will to us clearly.
并且让我们能够做一个忠心的人。
And cause us to be those who are faithful.
我们和我们的亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，大家一同起来建立神的家。
That with our dear brothers and sisters, we can rise up and build up the house of God.
我们希望在这些年间。
We hope that in these years.
在主还没有回来的时候。
Before He comes back.
还有一点点的机会在地上。
While we still have some opportunities.
教会中每一个弟兄姊妹在这都能尽当尽的功用。
That all the brothers and sisters in the church can fulfill their duties.
我们要以神的家为念。
We need to be mindful of the household.
只有神与我们同在。
Only when God's presence is with us.
这才是我们最大的满足，最大的喜乐，最大的祝福。
Then that is our greatest satisfaction and greatest joy.
我们真是盼望各地的聚会，我们能建立一种光景，使神在地上能找到居所。
We hope that all the churches in all locality can be in such condition that God can find us as His dwelling place.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们需要有实行的路。
We need to find a way, a practical way.
我们更需要忠心的按照主的吩咐来做建立的工作。
We also need to do the work of building up according to the command of God.
所以在这个末了的时代
，So in this end time，
我们不仅要忠于主的名
，Not only we need to be faithful to His name，
我们要忠于主的自己
，We need to be faithful to Himself，
我们要忠于神给我们的托付
，We need to be faithful to what God has entrusted us。
我再说
，I say it again，
在这一方面
，In terms of this，
今天认识的人少。
Not many people understand about it.
真正在这方面忠心的人也少。
And not many people are faithful to it.
愿我们在主面前能蒙一个大的恩典。
May we receive a grace from God.
我们能够在这里明白神的心意。
That we're able to understand God's will here.
并且呢，我们向着这个心意，能够把自己完全摆上。
That we can also consecrate ourselves according to this will.
我们再说，这个机会是不多的。
We'll say it again, our opportunities are few.
主回来的日子非常迫切。
For the Lord's coming is near.
若是我们能这样做
，If we can do such way,
主回来的时候，我们就可以欢欢喜喜地来迎接他。
When the Lord returns, we will be able to receive Him with great joy.
我相信在这一方面 ，Dana 弟兄还会给我们有更详细的一个交代。
I believe our Dana will give us more detailed fellowship in this regard.
我们要请弟兄姊妹为我们的弟兄祷告。
We ask our brother and sister to continue to pray for our brother Dana.
他的身体很软弱。
And for his health.
盼望主的恩典托住我们的弟兄。
May the grace of God upheld our brother.
我们来请大家低头，我们在最后做一个简短的祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, our heart is filled with thanksgiving.
在这个末了的时代
，In this end time,
主啊，你还按照你的心意在这里呼召我们。
That you still call out to us according to your will.
愿我们耳朵是开通的。
May we have open ears.
我们实在能够听见你的呼召。
That we can hear your calling.
主啊，我们愿意答应你的呼召。
Lord, we do desire to answer to your call.
愿意把自己再交在你的手。
We want to commit ourselves to you.
我们感谢你拣选我们这些软弱的人来为你做见证。
Lord, we thank you that you have chosen these weak people to be your testimony.
你是何等的看重我的。
Lord, how you have elevated us.
主啊，你不仅把你的名托付给我。
Not only you have given us your name.
你也把你的自己托付给我。
You entrusted yourself to us.
你也把自己的心意托付给我。
You also entrusted your will to us.
主啊，但愿在不多的日子的里面。
Lord, in these last days.
在我们中间，你真的能找到一般忠心的人。
That you can truly find a group of people who are faithful to you.
让你自己所要做的能够实行在我们中间。
So what you want to do among us can be accomplished.
让我们能有好的光景迎接你的再来。
That we can be in a good condition to welcome your coming.
我们再次把敬拜归给你。
Lord, once again we give you our worship.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.